Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E. Zbore, Z-B-O-R-A-Y. This goes to Dr. David Weston. On 2-8-22, Mrs. Zbore performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a study dated 7-20-7-21, there's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity showing no progression. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on William Batts, B-A-T-T-S. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 2-8-22, Mr. Batts performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, period. Compared to a study dated 8-10-21, there's been slight deterioration, period. Of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing mild progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joe Fetter, F-E-T-T-E-R. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo. On 2-8-22, Mr. Fetter performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change except in the forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a study dated 7-28-21, there's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gene, G-E-N-E, Blevins, B-L-E-V-I-N-S. This goes to the VA. On 2-8-22, Mr. Blevins performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a six-minute walk test on Richard Elkins. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 2-8-22, Mr. Elkins performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 425 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 92%, period, of paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on John Sullivan. This goes to Dr. Jonathan Hines. On 2-8-22, Mr. Sullivan performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 391 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period, no paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Carol Erickson. This goes to Dr. Betsy Kidder. On 2-8-22, Mrs. Erickson performed a six-minute walk test, period, prior to ambulating. A room air saturation was 96%, period, after walking 402 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation was 98%, period, no paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Arthur Neilan, N-E-A-L-O-N. This goes to Dr. Kellerman. On 2-8-22, Mr. Neilan performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%. Period. After walking 362 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%. Period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, a six-minute walk test on Gene, G-E-N-E, Thaden, T-H-A-D-E-N. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 2-8-22, Mr. Thaden performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 97%. Period. After walking 353 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%. Period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post proctologal spirometry on Richard McDermott. And this goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 2-8-22, Mr. McDermott performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Period. There was no airways obstruction, nor bronchoreactivity noted. Period. Epigraphic pressure, normal study. Period. Thank you.